It's not unusual for the events of war to be seared into the memory of a warrior. It is unusual for a combatant to reach out across enemy lines years after the war has ended. Our next story is a case in point. The year is 1965. India and Pakistan are at war. A Pakistani fighter pilot named Qaiz Hussain spots an Indian eight-seater plane. Turns out to be a civilian aircraft that has apparently drifted off course. But journalist Bina Sarwar says that in Karachi, Pakistan, that Hussain doesn't know that.
He can't see who's in the plane, but he can see it's an eight-seater, and he can see that the pilot is tipping his wings, you know, sideways in a gesture that says, "I'm a civilian aircraft, don't shoot me, I'm not armed." So the Pakistani Air Force pilot relays this information to the ground, and he says it's the longest 3 or 4 minutes. But when the orders come, he's given very clear directives to shoot. And as an armed forces person, he shoots. And he gets back to the ground and he feels a sense of accomplishment. He's met by his superiors and his leader and everybody congratulates him on this thing.
Now, Bina, the reason that we know the details of what happened almost 50 years ago on this flight is that just in the past week, this Pakistani pilot has written an email to the daughter of the Indian pilot, the man who was piloting the plane that he shot down.
So he has two reasons for writing this email. One is that he wants to condole with her and with her family and to convey his condolences to the others through her of the families who lost their loved ones in that aircraft. And the second reason, he says in his email, is to set the record straight. He says, "I followed the rules of combat. I played fair. I followed orders. And it wasn't like I knew that it was a civilian aircraft. We really thought in Pakistan that this was an aircraft on a recce mission. You know, even though they had made the gesture saying that they were unarmed civilians, how could we believe them?" And he basically says, "I'm sorry that I did this, but I followed orders and I just wanted you to know that, you know, it wasn't anything else."
What was the response that that the Pakistani pilot got from the daughter of the deceased Indian pilot?
Her response was amazingly graceful and humane, and she acknowledged his courage. And she says that, you know, "It took an act of courage for you to write that, and it's taking an act of courage for me to respond. And this is something that I learned from my father, that, you know, to be humane and courageous and, you know, just not be bitter and hostile." And at the end of this email, at this very, very gracious and humane and courageous email, she says, "You know, I hope that something good comes out of this. And then thank you for reaching out." So it's really an extraordinary story, I think, of two people from across a very hostile border who almost half a century later are willing to accept each other's words and move on. And she said so. And later on that evening, she actually encountered him for the first time on television. They were on a live TV show together. He was on it from Islamabad. She was on it from Delhi, from New Delhi. It was really quite an extraordinary show.
So this is a personal story, but there's a bigger picture here. What is it?
What this incident shows, I think, to me, is the very high level of distrust and hostility between India and Pakistan that then existed, and perhaps, in a way, still perhaps does. I mean, that was war. 1965 was actually a war situation, but there have been plenty of incidents since then and before then where we arrest each other's citizens if they transgress the border inadvertently, or if they go to a city which they don't have a visa for. And the governments, armies of two countries are, you know, hostile towards each other, but you don't see the signs of such hostilities at the level of the ordinary person. When Indians and Pakistanis meet anywhere abroad, they become best friends. It's the common South Asian culture that binds them.
Pakistani journalist Bina Sarwar speaking to us from Karachi. The World's Rahul Jaglikar has posted a blog that includes an old picture of Pakistani pilot Qaiz Hussain. You can read the blog and check out the photo at theworld.org.